The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on Friday, July the 8th. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a 7-race card this evening at Navan. Not a particularly strong looking evening quality wise, but there are plenty of competitive races for us to get our teeth stuck into. The ground's going to be on the softest side, yielding at the time of recording. With a one or two showers forecast, it's likely the same, stay somewhere in the same region as what they've said in the morning papers. Beginning with the mile and a quarter claim and then at 5:40, this looks a particularly straightforward examination for Robaird, who won very readily the other day at Fairy House under similar conditions, with a bit of juice in the ground that day. And he was also expertly handled by this promising £10 conditional Evan Daly, who got the job done really well. This horse quickened up really smartly in the latter stages of that race to put the race to bed. And that was off the back of a decent run the time before at Leopardstown. Looks very much the one to beat here. If you're looking for the forecast, maybe look towards maybe Braver the Bull to chase this horse home, having finished fourth in a decent maiden auction race down in Down Royal the other day, won by one of Jim Bulger's called Ad Modem. I thought this horse kept on quite well from the back of the field to be a never nearer fourth. So one or two positive signs there. So Robaird, very much the one to beat. But if you're betting without the favourite or looking for the forecast, look no further than Braver the Bull.
Race 2.
On to one of the most competitive races of the evening then. This is the 6-10. This is a 6-furlong handicap. Run the straight track. Quite a few fancied horses coming here off the back of good runs. Most notably, Fit for Function, who made all the running the other day under a really good ride by Gary Carroll to win at Leopardstown, got the better of the informed Blair Main. Nothing wrong with that form whatsoever, and likely to be really prominent here. But I do quite like the chances of Jim Bulger's filly, Intense Stylist. As we well know, Jim had a fantastic night at Leopardstown 24 hours ago. And this filly, sure to go well off the back of several good performances of late. Runner-up behind Midnight Mud Crabs in a good time down in Garran. And then came from well off the pace again the other day at Roscommon under similar conditions to finish third to the informed Ig Bergman. Absolutely nothing wrong with that piece of form. Has got form here at Navan as well. And I certainly think to drop back to 6 furlongs won't be an inconvenience to this horse, because it's run over that trip quite a few times. So around about the 9-2 mark this morning, Intense Stylist looks the one to be with there.
Race number 3.
On to the 6:40, which is a 5-furlong maiden auction contest. I do quite like the chances of Gazelle's Charm from the Michael O'Callaghan stable. Had a couple of goes already, this horse. Run to a fair level of form. Finished second the other day behind a horse called Brooklyn's Rose. It ran quite well last night at Leopardstown in a much better race. And although she flashed the tail late on, I don't think that's too much of a worrying trait. Just think she's a green more than anything else. She still covered herself with glory. The fact that the front two were well clear in a decent speed figure suggests that she's definitely going the right way. And this doesn't look a particularly strong maiden, even by the track standards. Glenmore Lad's got a bit of form, and obviously there's one or two interesting horses from the race brigade. But as it stands, Gazelle's Charm sets a very decent standard and is very much the one to beat in that 6:40.
Race 4.
Moving on to race 4 then, and this probably is the most competitive race of the evening. It's a 14 runner, 5-furlong sprint race, run obviously on the easy side of good. And these conditions should suit the one from the bottom here, Mr. Bounty from the informed Michael O'Callaghan stable. A really good run here 2 starts ago when finishing 4th behind Shanghai Beauty. Certainly suggested that this horse is very much home at this track. That's the third time in a row now this horse has run well under these stiff uphill conditions. Of course, was a winner here in April 2015 when getting up in the dying strides to beat Lady Ranger. So it certainly proved its versatility on ground and from 5 furlongs to 6 furlongs as well. Probably the really, really heavy ground or softish, slowish ground counted against this horse the other day at Nace. But to be fair, doesn't really run Nace as well as Navan. Has got no weight here. And Lee Roach takes over in the plate as well from a couple of conditionals who've ridden this horse of late. Well drawn right down the middle in trap 9. Every chance that Mr. Bounty will uphold his superb track stats in the 7-10.
Race 5.
Another competitive race awaits us here for the 7:40. But the most consistent runner in the field here is Black Label, and he gets the vote. He's run really well on his last 3 starts. He's working up into a decent, reliable individual. And he was a good 3rd last time out in a very, very hot race at Leopardstown on the speed figures. He chased down a couple of inform progressive horses on that occasion. Of course, that race went the way of Buzz Off Barroso from the inform Willie Mullins stable. And there was absolutely nothing wrong with that form. The 3 of them pull well clear. And there's no reason to suggest why he wouldn't go well here tonight, having stayed that 1.7 really well last time out. He drops back to 1.5. He handles the ground. He's got a good draw. Declan McDonough's on board. There really is so many things in the favour of Black Label. It'd be folly for us not to go with this horse this evening. So Black Label, each way, gets a very, very strong vote in the 7:40.
Race number 6.
Not a particularly strong race. Usually get some decent maidens run at Navan, but this is definitely not one of them. So with that in mind, I'm going to go with the obvious looking favourite here, Look Closer, from the Dermot Weld stable. Just had the 1 run so far this season, but it wasn't a bad effort at all. Finishing 6th in a red-hot maiden run at Leopardstown, finishing in behind horses like Claudio Monteverdi, Freeman, and of course the Gurkha, most notably, was 3rd in that race. And there's been winners out of that race further down the line as well. C. Swift, who was 7th, has won subsequently from the same stable. So it's pretty reliable form. Blinkers have gone on for the first time, and it's been gelded as well in the interim. So obviously those two bits of tinkering should hopefully work the oracle with this individual. Not too many horses can be fancied here, but Look Closer definitely can. And 11-4, not a bad price either for Dermot Wells charge here in the 8-10.
And the final race.
Couple of horses to keep an eye on here. The inform Ig Bergman from the Sheila Lavery stable. Definitely worth a second look, having won the other night at Ross Common. Certainly signifying that she's back to form. A course and distance winner as well in the past, which all goes well for her chances here. The one thing that Ig Bergman seems to need is a bit of cut in the ground and, more importantly, a stiff uphill finish. Obviously, a winner at Galway as well indicates that is definitely what this horse wants. So conditions are perfectly set fair for Ig Bergman to go well. And the other one to keep an eye on is Markan as well, from the David My Name stable. A winner 2 start to go with Lissol, and just didn't quite get up the other day in a race when this horse was dropping back in trip behind Ishii Bay or Grey. But there's nothing wrong with that form. The time figure is very good. And now stepping back up to its best distance of 1 mile with Pat Smullen booked. Clearly, there's a big run expected here from Markan in the final race. So the two to concentrate on there are Ig Bergman and Markan. Well, let's just recap then of the selections for us here tonight at Navan. In the first race, obviously, Robaird is going to take all the beating. But for those looking for the forecast, look towards Brave of the Bull. In the 6-10, I'm really keen on Intense Stylist from an each-way perspective, around about 9-2 from the informed Jim Bolger stable. Giselle's Charm is a strong fancy in the 6:40. Moving on to the 7-10. Yeah, Mr. Bounty is the choice here each way. Black Label gets the nominal vote in the 7:40 from an each-way perspective. Look Closer, not a particularly strong choice, but gets the pick there in the 8:10. And in the 8:40, Bergman and Markan are the two to concentrate on. Thanks very much for listening to this Irish Racing Podcast, and we will be with you again on Sunday. Goodbye for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.